This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. State Department official says diplomats are pressing for a ceasefire after Turkey's incursion into northern Syria as Washington tries to get the situation under control. Syrian Kurdish officials have said hundreds of suspected Islamic State prisoners have escaped, but the official denied that, saying so far there's been no major successful breakout of detainees. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced sanctions against Turkish officials over the military operation. He plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the tension. Meanwhile, video has been circulating that seems to show Kurds being killed by Syrian rebel fighters. Reuters' Francesca Linaw has more.
Video footage has emerged that appears to show the killing of three Kurdish captives carried out by Syrian rebel fighters backed by Turkey. The fighters have been part of Turkey's assaults on Kurdish-held territory. The UN also received reports that a Kurdish politician was executed by the same group on the same day.
Turkey could be deemed responsible as a state for violations committed by their affiliated armed groups as long as Turkey exercises effective control over these groups or the operations in the course of which those violations occurred.
The UN Human Rights Office said it had documented civilian casualties caused by airstrikes, ground-based strikes and sniper fire each day since the Turkish offensive began in northeastern Syria nearly a week ago.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linaw reporting. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The white police officer shot a black woman through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called police to report the front door was open. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump, his former top aide on Russia and Europe, Fiona Hill, testified Monday that she strongly opposed the ouster of former ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch and that former national security adviser John Bolton had directed Hill to raise concerns about efforts to pressure Ukraine with White House lawyers. Hill's testimony was done behind closed doors, but details were reported by the Associated Press, New York Times, and Washington Post, citing people familiar with her testimony. Last week, Yovanovitch, a career State Department diplomat, told lawmakers that Trump dismissed her based on unfounded and false claims after Trump's personal attorney, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, criticized her performance in Kiev. The remains of 28 of the 32 Kenyans who perished in the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 in March have arrived in Nairobi. Rael Ambar reports from Nairobi.
An Ethiopian Airlines plane carrying the remains of 28 of the 32 deceased Kenyans landed at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport early Monday morning. Hearses lined up at the VIP section of the airport as family members streamed in. A somber mood engulfed the airport as victims' families, most dressed in black, anxiously waited to receive their loved ones. Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Monica Juma, was among the top government officials greeting the families.
We have had a chance to meet with the families. We've had a chance to give them a final service, interdenominational service, so that they can bring closure.
She said all the bodies of Kenyans killed in the crash have been accounted for. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
12 Democratic presidential candidates face off Tuesday in Ohio. AP's Rita Foley has more.
There'll be a lot of drama on that stage tonight. Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack. Elizabeth Warren, who's rising in the polls, is facing questions from Republicans about her account of being forced from her teaching job nearly a half century ago because she was pregnant, though she's standing by her story. And Joe Biden is fighting off allegations about Sun Hunter's overseas business dealings. He's got to do well tonight, says political analyst Reed Kurtz.
It would be a real blow for him not to do well.
I'm Rita Foley.
A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The special report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan was released Tuesday. It blames more than 80% of the casualties on the Taliban's deliberate campaign of violence and intimidation to disrupt the September 28th election. Marissa Melton, VOA News.